Welcome to the Truth in 3 Minutes by Bible Adventism. In just 3 minutes, we'll open the scriptures, let the Bible speak for itself, and discover present truth for today. Let's begin. Many Christians know that the seventh day is the Sabbath, but knowing which day is the Sabbath raises another important question. How do we actually keep the Sabbath holy? The fourth commandment says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Notice that God doesn't simply tell us to remember the Sabbath. He tells us to keep it holy. But what does that look like in everyday life? First, we need to understand that the Sabbath is holy time. At creation, Genesis chapter 2 tells us that God rested on the seventh day, blessed it, and sanctified it. God made the Sabbath holy. Our responsibility is to recognize what God has made holy and treat those sacred hours accordingly. That means Sabbath preparation shouldn't begin Saturday morning. Before the Sabbath arrives, we should prepare. Finish ordinary work, take care of necessary shopping, prepare meals, get clothing ready, and deal with as much unfinished business as reasonably possible. Why? Because when the Sabbath begins, we want to turn our attention away from the ordinary business of the week and toward God. But there's another important point. Sabbath keeping is not supposed to become a miserable list of restrictions. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 13 says, "Call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable." Think about that word, delight. The Sabbath gives us time to worship, time to study God's word, time to pray, time for meaningful fellowship, time with our families, time to enjoy God's creation, and time to encourage, visit, and serve people who need us. Jesus demonstrated this principle himself. He said, "It is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days." And in Mark chapter 2, Jesus gives us one of the clearest statements about the purpose of the Sabbath. "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a gift." So here's a practical challenge. Before the next Sabbath arrives, don't just ask, "What can't I do on Sabbath?" Ask a better question. How can I prepare my life so that these sacred hours draw me closer to God? Prepare before sunset. Put ordinary distractions aside, then use the Sabbath for what God intended: rest, worship, study, fellowship, serve, and learn to delight in the Lord. If you'd like help putting these principles into practice, I've created a free workbook called How to Keep the Sabbath Holy. It's a practical Bible study and Sabbath action guide, complete with preparation checklists, family activities, personal exercises, a Sabbath decision guide, and a 7-day Sabbath reset. You can download it free at BibleAdventism.com. But God's commandment calls us to do something more. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thank you for listening to The Truth in 3 Minutes by Bible Adventism. Study the Word, follow the truth, and let the Bible prepare you for what is coming.